epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive. First of breaking news in Kansas City.
I hate to take away from the Chiefs conversation. We have some breaking Royals news from Annie Rogers over at MLB.com. Royals starting pitcher Chris Bubich is done for the year. He is no longer going to pitch the rest of the 2025 season as he continues to recover from a left rotator cuff strain that he experienced over the weekend. So Chris Bubich is done for 2025.
All right, let me think about this. This is my initial reaction. I'm obviously not happy that Chris Bubich is hurt. Is this the worst thing that could happen, though? This is me thinking out loud. The Royals are done for this season. They're done. I know you're holding on hope that they're done. They're not making the playoffs. Is it the worst thing that a pitcher who took a big step forward and has proven himself this year as an all-star essentially gets from now until next February to rest up for when the Royals could potentially retool and regroup and be back at the beginning of the 2026 season as a team that has a legitimate chance to go win the American League Central? Like, I don't know if this is the worst thing that could possibly happen. He's having some shoulder issues. We're going to sit him and rest him for the rest of the year. I don't know if that was the plan to rest him, but now he doesn't put more innings and you get to go from there. I don't know if this is the worst possible thing that could happen for the Royals. That's my initial reaction to hearing this news. This would be one thing that we're talking about. He had Tommy John surgery, so he would be out for next season. We're saying that he can't pitch anymore in 2025. Okay, that's fine.
So I have a little bit of the same reaction, a little bit different. A, the fact they're shutting him down on July 28th from a rotator cuff strain has me concerned it might be more than a strain. It has me concerned there might be, we might get getting news in a few days or weeks that, oh, he got an MRI, and it turns out it's way worse than we think, because what they're reporting is it's a rotator cuff strain. That seems like a light injury to be shut down for 3 months. But I agree with you. If you are a person like me or you who thinks the season is not going to the playoffs, this is not the worst deal in the world. If you are a fan holding out hope for the wild card, this is the end of the line. This is the boat has taken on too much water. It's going
to
sink.
Yeah, I guess. But to me, though, if you were looking at it through that lens, I want to talk to people who are realistic about the Royals. We've seen 100 games for the Royals. They haven't been over 500 in a month. If we're still having wild card conversations, I don't know what to, I can't reach you in this conversation. To me, this conversation is, do you think Chris Bubich can be ready for 2026? I mean, that's what signing Seth Lugo was for, right? Like, signing Seth Lugo was not about trying to make the playoffs this season. It was about positioning yourself in 2026. So over a span of 24 hours, you have made two 2026 decisions in my mind. Let's shut Bubich down for the rest of the year, and let's lock up Seth Lugo for next year and give ourselves a bunch of options. You now give yourself potentially 4 or 5 months if you want to trade Chris Bubich. Because the worst thing that could have happened, if you're thinking about having Chris Bubich, is the worst thing that could have happened is he could have got hurt in August. He's been out for a bunch of time, and then you can't do anything about him. You can't do anything if he gets hurt in August. You can't do anything if he gets hurt in September. He can now be hurt for the next 3 months. He then shows up, and now when you go to the winter meetings, you now give yourself an option of what you want to do. So that's what I'm saying. Someone just says he's done for the year. Injury issues are never a good thing. I don't know if that's always the case. Like, if they had just announced they were shutting Bubich down for the rest of the year to preserve him, that's a move that I would applaud for the Royals for the remainder of the year. I think this is a blessing in disguise in a lot of ways. If we are talking about this being a 1 or 2 month injury and not a year injury where he's going to need surgery to repair something in his elbow.
I think I agree with you, but I will think this. As someone who understands this offseason, we talked about this at the onset of the show, and the offseason, that's the next window for the Royals to get better because it seems like they're kind of done near as we near the deadline. Chris Bubich was a potential trade chip. Like, they have a surplus of starting pitching. Him being hurt, I think, does diminish his value.
I still think he is that, though. Like, someone just said, CDOT, wasn't he somebody we were considering trading for another bat? They still can trade him for another bat. They just can't trade him for a bat now. They can't trade him for a bat now. There's other times where trades happen. They didn't trade for Will Shields in the middle of the season, or James Shields, excuse me. They traded for him at the end of the year. I mean, there's another time that you can trade him. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, they're 4 games out on July 28th. Anything can happen. If that is what you are holding on to the Royals, I'm not here to tell you otherwise.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.